Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
I have Rachel O'Callaghan on the line and wants to tell us about her little brother, Kevin. Rachel, good morning. How are you?
Gwen, good morning. How are you?
I'm really good. So, Rachel, tell us about Kevin. He's 11, soon to be 12, but will be spending his birthday in hospital. Is that right?
Yeah, so he'll be turning 12 on Sunday. And yeah, unfortunately, he will be spending his 12th birthday on Sunday in hospital in Temple Street in Dublin.
Okay, so what happened?
So I suppose back in the February midterm, we went on what we thought was going to be a dream holiday, you know, to Paris and to Disneyland. I suppose we were all very excited to go because, you know, I suppose with COVID and everything, you know, I suppose people haven't been, you know, anywhere in, you know, a few years. So I suppose the excitement to go was brilliant. And I suppose the way we planned our holidays, we spent a few days in Paris first before heading on to Disneyland after. So, so we started our holiday off in Paris and we did, you know, all those nice things like the Eiffel Tower. Kevin's mad into sports, so we went to see the Paris Saint-Germain Stadium. We did all those nice, you know, those nice touristy things.
Yeah.
And then we moved on to Disneyland, which, you know, on, say, the Monday evening, with the hope that we were obviously going to be going into Disneyland for the Tuesday to the Friday. And unfortunately, on Monday, that Monday night when we moved, I suppose, to Disneyland, Kevin had a freak accident in a soft play area in the hotel. And he was instantly paralysed then when, you know, after he had, you know, I suppose, after he had his freak fall.
Oh, my God. In a soft play area?
Yeah, in a soft play area in one of the hotels. I suppose the hotel that we were staying at, but, you know, like a kid's, you know, kid's paradise. So it had everything, you know, yourself, like a kid's dream.
Yeah.
You know, like it was, you know, brilliant. And like you know, he was just playing in the soft play area and an absolute freak fall.
Was it a high fall? Did he trip?
No.
How did he fall?
I suppose we're not 100% exactly sure how he fell, but it wasn't from a height, and it was kind of, you know, in a soft area where the levels, you know, you can walk, and then, you know, the way you have to, like, say, crawl then to get under the next part of it.
Yeah.
So it was kind of, there is where he ended up having his fall, and he said straight away everything went all fuzzy and he couldn't get up.
Okay. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So he had a fall, and obviously somebody saw him and ran to him. When did you know how serious it was?
I suppose initially it was, I suppose we didn't know, I suppose, you know, but we've never had, you know, I said Kevin has had, you know, he's been involved in sports and everything, and, you know, nothing like this has ever happened. So I suppose when Kevin said he just couldn't get up, so obviously an ambulance was called then, and it came, and they actually took him to a hospital just close to Disneyland to see, you know, and they did x-rays and different things, and then it became apparent how serious it was, and he was transferred then to the Necker Hospital in Paris, where he had emergency surgery then on the Tuesday morning. So it was all very, very fast, you know.
So who was there with him? You were there, mum and dad?
Yeah, so my mum was there, I was there, and some of the younger siblings were there.
Okay, okay. Oh my God, Rachel. What did they tell you went wrong, or what did he break or hit, or what did they say?
Well, what they said is basically the reason he had to have the emergency surgery was that he had a compression of the neck and the spine, and, you know, it was an absolute emergency and he had to get into surgery. And so, like, they were very good. They got him over. You know, he was in surgery by, like, this had happened on Monday night and he was in surgery by the Tuesday morning.
Wow.
In the hospital in Paris. So, they were very fast and they did it as quick as they could.
Okay. And did he know what was happening?
I suppose he kind of just knew that he couldn't feel anything kind of take away. And I suppose, like, you know, that must be a scary feeling for, you know, yourself, for anybody, like, you know. So, but I suppose it probably all happened so quick as well, you know, that kind of way. Like, you know, I suppose there was no real time to kind of think about it on one sense as well, you know, because it just, you know, it was an emergency and it just had to happen.
Yeah. So this happened in February.
It happened, yeah, on the 21st of February is when it happened, yeah.
And so when he was in that hospital bed, he couldn't feel from the neck down, the shoulders down?
He couldn't feel anything. He hadn't, you know, any movement. at all. And then obviously he spent a few weeks over there in Paris, and then we got him back then to Ireland, thank God, and he's been in Temple Street then, I suppose ever since then, since it's happened then.
Okay. So what's happening to him in Temple Street?
So they're absolutely, oh my God, they're absolutely amazing up there. You know, they've really taken amazing care of him, and they've really taken him in. So basically, I suppose last week he got wind that he had to have another surgery. Now, he has come on since Paris. You know, he has gotten, you know, there's movement there, thank God. But I suppose he got word last week that he had to have another surgery. And he's actually in surgery as we speak today, actually, right now. Like, so he actually, it's actually happening.
Right now.
Right now.
So where, yeah, he has movement back in, he can play the PlayStation, my producer, he can, like, he can write, and he got the movement back in his hands, can he? That's
well,
what Anita just said.
Well, not 100%. Like, you know, he can do some things with it, like, you know.
Some things,
yeah. Yeah, but he has come on now, but there's still issues there. So obviously that's why the surgery had to happen today. But as I said, Temple Street are absolutely brilliant, and they're doing absolutely everything, you know, everything that they can for him.
Of course, of course. And how's he doing in himself?
Like, I suppose he's a great boy, like, and he, you know, he's getting on with it, like, you know. I think obviously that little while he's been worried about, you know, yourself, he's been very worried about the operation, and I suppose, you know, I suppose he feels like, you know, I suppose, you know, he's 11 going on 12, you know, I suppose there's a lot of things coming up, you know, I suppose family events and different things coming up that, you know, I suppose unfortunately Kevin, you know, is going to miss, you know, and I suppose he's kind of feeling that a bit, you know. I suppose the first thing was, I suppose he's, you know, in an ideal world he should be going to the Ed Sheeran concert in Cork tonight, but unfortunately that's not going to happen. And I suppose his birthday then is coming up on Sunday, and then I suppose next Saturday our younger sister is getting her communion. And then I suppose he's supposed to be getting, you know, his confirmation then on the 10th of May. So I suppose there's just a lot of little things coming up, you know. I suppose, you know, that unfortunately because of, I suppose, a freak accident, you know, he's going to miss out on, like, you know, and sure, you know, I suppose he's feeling that a bit.
It's frightening, Rachel, because every parent listening, I mean, we go to these play centres every single day.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, yeah. It's actually not the play centre. It's just like he could have fallen anywhere. It's just one of those things that happens in an instant, and you're not only his life, but your whole family lives have changed in that instant.
Yeah, and like Kevin, like he was, like, you know, he's into the cycling, the, you know, the soccer, the football, the hurling, and like he's gotten, you know, he's fallen, you know, off his bike, you know, on the Ballyharra Mountains. You know, he's like, he's, you know, gotten hit across, you know, with the head, you know, across. Everywhere in hurling and football and soccer and the whole thing, and you know, like, nothing like this has ever happened, like, you know. And I suppose the last thing you would ever expect it would have been for him to get this seriously injured in, I suppose, in a soccer play area, you know. So it's just,
with a trip,
just
with a fall, it's a freak accident.
Exactly.
It's so sad.
Exactly.
Look,
yeah.
his birthday's coming up, and you need help from the people of Ireland, isn't that right?
So the community in Drumahan, where we live, are absolutely amazing, and they came up with this idea to put a smile on Kevin's face. So the idea is basically to see if we can get as many birthday cards to Kevin as possible to try and put a smile on Kevin's face. So, you know, just, I suppose, to keep the spirits up and just to put a smile on his face. So, you know, so I suppose that's the, you know, that's the idea behind the cards, really.
And how do they get a card to him?
So we have an address for Kevin. So it's Ballysimon, Drumahan, Mallow, County Cork.
And there's a GoFundMe as well, isn't there?
Yeah, there's also a GoFundMe as well, there as well. And I mean, people, as I said, locally around, you know, Drumahan, Mallow, Cork area, they've really gotten behind, you know, they've really gotten behind Kevin. And I just want to say thank you to everybody, you know, who's over the last, like, I think it's 9 weeks now since it's happened, which is actually mad. Like, you know, people have really rallied around Kevin, and you know, and we're really thankful for that.
Well, listen, I know he's in surgery at the moment. We wish him the very best and a very, very happy birthday. And people can help out and go to the GoFundMe page and send cards. All the details are there. But listen, before I let you go, we have some news for you, because we were thinking about Kevin. We thought to ourselves, my God, what's he going to be doing when he's by himself. He might be feeling a bit bored in hospital. So we actually reached out to our friends in Harvey Norman, Ireland, okay?
Oh, my God.
And they've kindly organised a brand new TCL 10-tab Max Wi-Fi. It's a 10-inch tablet with 8 hours of battery life. It's worth €250. So he'll be able to stream TV. He'll be able to play games. He'll be able to listen to us on 2FM, not on a Wednesday when Rachel Cook is on. But all the other times he can listen. And hopefully that will help him pass the time a bit easier. And people can send him videos and he can FaceTime his family and he can, if he's in hospital, he can be with you guys when these events are happening. And I just want to say thanks to Sanjay and Harvey Norman's Ireland who sorted all this out for Kevin. Because
that's
they were
amazing. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Very welcome.
I'm delighted with that and hear that.
Rachel, you're an absolute star. I'll let you get back. I know you're a teacher and you're on your break at the moment, so I'll let you get back. Thanks for telling us about your amazing brother and we wish him all the very best. And do you want to give the address again before you sign off to get these birthday cards in?
Yeah, so it's Ballysimon, Drumahan, Mallow, County Cork.
Ballysimon, Drumahan, Mallow and County Cork. Rachel, have a lovely day and thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Bye, love. Bye, bye, bye.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.